lovely weather. I can't see you, obviously, but I bet you've all got smashing glasses on. My name's Richard, and I'm looking for a friend. Well, a lover, really. But failing that, a quick wriggler do. Oh, and by the way, I am the Duke of Kidderminster and extremely rich.
We're recording.
Right, welcome. Is this like a new one? Do you need to start
this
again?
A new one, yeah. Okay. This is episode 32.
Okay. Well, you're going to introduce yourselves?
Sure. So this is Can I Pod with Madness, your one-stop shop for Kerrang, Metal Hammer and various other magazines from the 80s and maybe the 90s.
Yeah, I was going to say 90s.
Can I give you a deep cut?
Yeah, it'd be funny if it's the one I'm thinking of.
Well, no, it's not going to be because it's an album. I'm going to show you an album. This is fun. I'm going somewhere with this. It's a little bit like, Anthony Jeselnik's Eric Clapton joke. There's a lot of moving parts.
Okay.
So I need to explain a few things. So this, I'm holding my hand an album. This is Show of Hands by formerly Anthrax, or it's formerly Anthrax by Show of Hands. We can never find out.
Right.
And my friend bought this at a secondhand shop in like the 90s. And it's from 1970. And it's very folky, bluesy, jazzy. It's very, very 1970. Very cool. And he just bought it because he liked the cover, but we both like really liked it and really liked listening to it, but could never find out anything else about this band. Show of Hands, there was a folk band called Show of Hands, but they're completely different. They're from the 80s and they're a duo and they're British. And this is like an American band. It's on Elektra Records, same as the Doors. And yeah, for years and years and years, never could find out anything else about this, right? And still can't, still don't know anything about them. I mean, I guess at
is that
some
the story that you, you still
well, at
can't.
Some point, the band were called Anthrax.
Do you mean Anthrax as in Anthrax?
No.
Oh,
no,
right, okay.
Not the New
say,
York
that cover.
Thrash.
Well, the cover doesn't look anything like what I would imagine Anthrax would do.
As far as I can find out, they were called Anthrax and they wanted to call the band formerly Anthrax. But the head of Elektra Records said, no, that's a stupid name. So they called the album formerly Anthrax and they called the band Show of Hands, possibly, but we still don't know. But, right, so I just thought, well, let's find out a bit about either Show of Hands or formerly Anthrax, right? So put it into Google. And not, obviously everything's been reissued on CD, right? Because there was like a big Elektra box set and there was one track from it on there. And then subsequently it got remastered and released as a CD. Actually, before that happened, my friend found someone who could plug a vinyl album, like a record player, into like a digitizer. And he digitized it and put it on CD for me. But since then, it's actually come out as a proper CD. So let's have a read. Of,
I know this is hypocritical of me to say, but I hope there's a point to the story.
Right. So I'm going to read you some reviews and see if you think these might be useful reviews or not. So, because it got loads of one-star reviews, this album.
Oh, dear.
A. Rawcliffe. Sorry, I thought this was the English folk duo slash trio. Unfortunately not, and did not like the music, others might. It is well produced, I can see how others might like it. 1 star. Ms. W. E. Brazier, 1 star. Not who you think. This is not the famous folk duo of Phil Beer and Steve Knightley. It's another group called Show of Hands who have stolen their name.
Okay.
I mean, the folk duo came like 15 years later, but whatever. Don't buy this. If you want the real Show of Hands, this group doesn't even sound good.
Oh, so, right. So this Show of Hands that you're showing me on the record is before the people who think it's this, right? Okay.
Another review. RN Tiffy. 2 stars. Bought this assuming it was the Knightley Beer Show of Hands. Should have looked more closely. Played it. I'm not very impressed. This is from Dave. Not the folk band Show of Hands. I didn't realise this was not the Show of Hands I knew. My mistake. I should have read the reviews first. But still 1 star.
Dave, come on, mate. You were the only one talking sense then.
So it just goes on and on and on, right? And I can only like surmise from this that fans of the 80s folk duo Show of Hands are a bunch of fucking idiots, right? Whereas there's no reviews on there saying, I thought this was a New York thrash band from the 80s, Anthrax.
That'd be me. That'd be me going, eh? This doesn't make any sense. What?
But my recommendation for this week is the 1970 Show of Hands.
So what was the point of that story?
Well, the point of the story is I tried to find out more about this band, and all I could find was review, like 1-star reviews saying, I didn't do my research. I ordered this thinking it was a completely different band, but I'm going to review it 1 star. How is that a helpful review?
Right, okay. I mean, I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10 of there being a point to that story, it's about a 2.
2? Well, 2's better than 1.
It's about a 2.
I just got an email alert.
I was going to say, that sounded like you bought something from eBay or something. That sounded like an alert that money had left or something.
No, that's just a search alert. It's for that Lost Boys book that you got for Christmas, so I could probably get rid of that alert now because you own it.
I own it, don't need to. Speaking of, has anyone got that book, read it?
What's it called?
Lost in the Shadows. Yeah. Mobs. Obviously.
Do you want to give us your
review? There was something
review
on the
of...
radio that sounded like... Oh, God, I'm so sorry today. That sounded like, speaking of... Go for it. Corey Feldman's banger.
They didn't play Corey Feldman on the radio.
No, we listened to Magic in the Office and it wasn't one of Magic's hit. But Magic Radio is really good. Absolute bangers. I didn't get annoyed today at the radio. But there was some song and was like, and it really sounded like, go for it. So if it, like, No. Does that sound familiar?
All I can think of is Corey doing weird
that's
robot.
Fair. Stick on the playlist because everyone needs to watch that again. Doesn't matter if it's on every playlist because we talk about it every time. But watch Corey Feldman stuff.
Yeah.
We mentioned Corey Feldman quite a
lot.
His angels. We're not haters.
We're lovers.
Not hating on anyone. Not doing that anymore. I'm not getting sucked in to everyone just hating someone for the sake of it. I'm at the age now where I'm over that. Even like all this JoJo Siwa stuff that's going around at the moment.
This is rock news.
It kind of is because she's dressed like Gene Simmons, but she doesn't realise that she has been dressed like Gene Simmons.
Do you want to explain to our listeners who JoJo is?
You've probably seen her, maybe not noticed if you didn't know her name. She was in Dance Moms, which was an American real life docuseries about dance moms. Well, it was more about the kids, but sort of their moms. And there was a little girl in it at the time called JoJo. And then she went on to make bows for your hair and called JoJo's Bows. And I think that was her career for a bit. And then she's now like a total rebel, man. She wears like black and she's got black eye makeup. It's crazy. But they've dressed her as Gene Simmons and she doesn't seem to know who Gene Simmons is because I saw something where someone said, you look like a Gene Simmons crossed with a sea creature and something else. And she made a reference to how people keep making referring to her as certain people, but she doesn't know who they are. And so she had that in the same sentence when Gene Simmons was mentioned. So I can only surmise that she doesn't know who Gene Simmons is. I'll obviously retract that if it turns out she does. I don't think she does, though. But she's obviously dressed as Gene Simmons. But her marketing team have obviously thought that the rest of the world have been sleeping for the past 40 years and won't notice if they dress as Gene Simmons and then play it off like this was the first time this has ever happened. And she's also said some funny things like she wanted to create a new genre of music, and she's come up with gay pop. And I think we all know that that's like existed in many, many, many forms over the last 40 years.
Bless her.
No, I know. Yeah, this thing, I'm not going to hate her because there's a lot, you know, I've not got any time for that. She's 20.
20,
so
right.
She's still very young. And obviously it's not her fault. The people dressing her up should have said, look, what we're doing is this. It's based on this person because they're really cool and they were really popular and they're still cool. So we're going to do a kind of version of that, you know, and like own it. But and they should have been honest with her, and they're not being honest with her from the looks of it if she doesn't know who Gene Simmons is and they've dressed her as Gene Simmons. And I mean, she's got like slight, she's a bit like Gene Simmons. She's like all the members of Kiss actually in one person, mostly Gene Simmons, but definitely with like a bit of Ace Frehley because she's got, I mean, in her video, Karma's a Bitch.
Edgy.
She comes out of the sea. It is edgy. She's wearing black. And she comes out of the sea and she does have kind of like almost sea creature lapels on, I guess, which feels a bit Ace Frehley with, you know, the whole thing. So she's a bit of everything. But so, I mean, you know, that's not a bad thing. It is sort of related to metal because we are talking about Kiss in a sense. Because if Kiss didn't exist, Jojo Siwa wouldn't exist the way she's looking today. So, you know.
When you said that emerging from the sea, I was picturing old Greg from the Mighty Boosh.
I've not seen that, but it could be similar.
Well, it's Noel Fielding dressed as a sort of like Rick James cross with a sort of merman.
I mean, that sounds about like what she is. Yeah. And like the thing is, though, like the makeup they've done on her is good. Like it looks good.
Mm. Better than, you know, Robbie Williams.
Yeah, because what he tried to just literally do, well, he did a bit of a Paul Stanley crossed with Gene Simmons. It was, his outfit was more Paul Stanley than Gene Simmons, but his face was Gene Simmons, whereas her face is Gene Simmons, but it's a bit different. It's not as symmetrical as Gene Simmons is, and not as neat. It's a bit, you know, so it looks quite cool. But Gene Simmons has spoken about Jojo Siwa because obviously, I mean, because this has kicked off. This has kicked off in the Instagram real world.
I have no idea.
And then we'll move on to something else in a bit. It won't take long. It's like everything. But someone asked him whether he has an opinion about him being ripped off or whatever. And he was very polite and nice and said, like, no, let me see if I can find the quote because it's a very nice quote.
I mean, that
doesn't sound
is
right.
A surprise. It doesn't
exactly
sound like him.
Let me see. So, talk amongst yourselves, Jojo. See what Gene Simmons. It's coming up in my searches because obviously I've got a problem and I've delved too deep into this. Okay, so this is from The Independent. Is that bad or good? I don't know.
Independent.
The Kiss musical. The Kiss musician declared that social media trolls were simply jealous of the Dance Mum's new black and white look. So Gene Simmons told TMZ, TMZ everyone knows is the only place you get celebrity gossip, on the 3rd of April that he approves of Siwa's transformation. Never be ordinary. This is a quote from Gene Simmons. Never be ordinary. Always be extraordinary. Jojo is extraordinary and she looks cool. End of quote. So you can't get better than
I'm
that,
shocked.
Can you?
I'm shocked because Gene Simmons has also been in the news recently because, you know...
Oh, he sold his back catalogue.
They've sold their image, they've sold their music, they've sold everything to some huge media corporation for like 300 million or something. Yeah. But his press release, he basically slagged off every musician since like 1990, didn't he? And he was like very he was very disparaging about Nirvana. And of course, people on social media have like, their brain cells are exploding because how dare you say anything bad about Nirvana, you know?
Well, but he has also said something nice.
About JoJo.
They sold their back catalogue. I was discussing this. I'm not going to say arguing. It wasn't quite an argument. Discussing this with someone at work for less than Jackson did.
Well, I would imagine Kiss's back catalogue is less valuable than Jackson's.
Well, but I know I was a bit surprised. Because Kiss. But then this person at work said, yeah, but that's because it's you. And I was like, but I like Jackson's music. And I get how, you know, like Jackson's look at, like, as you know, you can have a silhouette of Jackson and you know who it is.
Yeah.
And that's kind of key to, that's how famous you are.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's the litmus test. Is your silhouette famous? No. Why? Well, fuck off. But you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
We're going to get to famous silhouettes in a minute.
Oh, let's do famous silhouettes.
Well, Mickey Mouse, they always say like cartoon characters.
Yeah, true.
Need to be identifiable.
And there it goes. How long does it take to get to Disney?
Well, Disney, Kiss, that's all the fuck we talk about.
Let's mention Friends. So I can't really remember why I started this.
Well, you were saying about Jackson and his silhouette, but like Jackson's music is enormous, isn't it? It's like you'd probably list...
I think, yeah, he's got more hits than Kiss. Don't come at me, Kiss. I'm just saying, like, in the top 10 or whatever. Is the top 10 even a thing still?
Like grandma's downloads now.
I get it. It's their image is like their image alone, the makeup. But then obviously people rip off the makeup and it doesn't even matter anymore. Maybe that's why he wasn't bothered.
Yeah.
Because he didn't care anymore. He's not to get, I don't know.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. No one come at
difficult
me.
Difficult to say, isn't it?
I'm literally, we were no hate platform here. No hate on anyone. And I will not get suckered into hating JoJo Siwa for no good reason.
We used to watch Dance Moms a lot, didn't we?
I mean, that's possibly the reason.
I mean, you've got to explain. Like, some people not have seen this. It was like a dance school for very young girls run by this woman who was kind of a monster.
Oh, she's still around. Funny enough, I do other things other than watch Reels, but not a lot. I watched a reel of Abby Lee watching Calm as a Bitch by JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
And she was very complimentary.
Oh, right. Okay.
Said it looks really good. She's really proud of her. She'll be watching over again. So, again, if you knew Abby Lee, you'd be surprised at that information.
Well, yeah,
too. So there you go. So Gene Simmons has said something nice and Abby Lee.
I'm sure.
The world's turned on its head.
The producers of Dance Moms got her to sort of play up that sort of... slightly, you know,
probably.
Ratty.
Yeah, it's like anything. It'll be scripted and forced, and they pick out the worst bits. But yeah,
like
it's
Gordon
meant to
Ramsay's
be.
Gordon probably not as much of an arsehole as he appears. They just want him to be screaming at people, don't they?
I guess so. But yeah, it's these young girls are very good dancers, and they do the competitions like in America, and then, you know, when mums get together, there's drama, and that's kind of what it's about.
But it was always less about the mums, wasn't it?
It was more about Abby Lee. Yeah. It was about Abby Lee and the contest and whether they were going to win and beat people. A bit like Bring It On, I guess. Oh, God, there's a really current reference. I don't have current references.
I think
so
they brought back Bring It On, haven't they? No, they brought back Mean Girls.
They brought back Mean Girls. I've never seen Mean Girls. Dealt with a few. I just felt like that. It just needed. Someone had to say it. It's a bit like, that's what she said. It felt like it just had to happen. True, though.
Before we get into the main event,
there was a point.
Crown Contacts.
I'm so sorry.
I've got a recommendation for you and our listeners.
Okay.
One of our listeners, Bruno McDonald, he comments on everything I put on Instagram. He sent me a link of Motley Crue live at Philadelphia 1989 Master Tape Network remaster. So that's on YouTube. And it's basically this channel on YouTube called master tape network, and they take old, like, good live recordings. They put, like, the best quality versions up on YouTube. There's,
right.
I mean, Marilyn Manson is on there. They've got a podcast.
The beautiful people.
But I listened, I was quite surprised how good Motley Crue sounded. But like 1989, I guess that's
you're
sort not, of there.
You're thinking of the Big Mac 103 thing. You should link to that on the.
You only see them in their sort of fading glory now, don't you? But like,
are we all
back in the day? Oh my God, my glory's completely faded. I'm not throwing any shade, but yeah. So Master Tape Network,
okay,
check them out. Excellent live concert.
Have you subscribed? Hit that notification bell for notifications.
I've literally just done it.
Okay.
But
well,
yeah.
Thanks for the recommendation.
So, if we can remember where we were.
Focus.
Last time we were looking at Kerrang! Contacts from 1988.
Right. I thought you were just leaving then.
Well,
I'm off.
I'll cut that. So the next, I mean, I know you'll like this, not for the article, but just for the headline. So the headline is The Name Game.
Oh.
And what does that make you think of?
That makes me think of American Horror Story, Asylum.
Asylum, yeah.
With what's she called?
Jessica Lang.
Jessica Lang. I was going to say Jessica Lee. Who's Jessica Lee? No one. It's a mixture of Abby Lee and Jessica Lang. Okay. And yeah, that's Asylum's really good. Scary, but really good.
Very scary, but a very fun moment where, for no real reason, I think someone's on some sort of psychotropic drugs, and they see it. She just goes into singing The Name Game to all the.
We
inmates.
Should watch it again when I feel emotionally stable enough to watch it, but we should watch it.
I remember, like, at the time we were watching that, someone was, like, wanking on about Breaking Bad. And he was like, it could really happen. It's so good. It could really happen. And I'm like, well, this conversation could really happen and it's boring. And then I said, well, we're currently watching American Horror Story Asylum, which has got Nazis, aliens, and actual Satan in it in the same series, and that couldn't actually happen, but like that's a lot more bloody exciting.
I don't think I remember much about it. I remember someone gets a lobotomy,
it's really
all
horrific.
Sitting around. It's really stressful. I think it's one of the most stressful ones, although we did start watching which one did we start watching?
Apocalypse,
and I got too stressed. And we've had to stop that.
But we did. We've watched Apocalypse all the way through before.
But as we were watching it, I was 2 seconds away from going on Amazon to genuinely see how much a hazmat suit would cost. Like, just so that I could have it in case. And then I thought, I should maybe stop this and we'll watch something a bit more lighthearted. So pray for me that we could get to the point again where I can watch American Horror Story.
I feel like we could do a whole podcast about American Horror Story.
We should do a whole podcast about American Horror Story.
Do you want to just give me your, like, so...
Evan Peters.
Out of 10...
Favourite. Number one, Evan Peters.
Yes, obviously.
I know you're not going to ask that.
Like, the series one was Murder House.
Yeah.
Where does that rank in your...
good question. Well, it's obviously the first one that we saw, but I didn't like a lot of the characters. But then I think I didn't really, obviously, as you start watching it, you understand that they use different people for different characters throughout different series. So you start to sort of, but that doesn't really make a difference to what I'm saying, is that I didn't like the characters because I didn't like Evan Peters in it. I thought he was a whiny little emo in it. And
A whiny little emo murderer.
Yeah. Oh, spoiler. And I didn't really like anyone in it. And the series where you really like people and then that really helps to make you enjoy the series more. Like in Hotel, we've watched Hotel before. And if you haven't watched it, the first episode is not like the rest of them. So just get through the first episode. It's like being punched in the face really horribly for like 40 minutes and then just go on to the second episode and then it's much better.
But it's got Lady Gaga murder fucking a bunch of people.
Yeah. I really want to dress up as Lady Gaga from Hotel and have that claw hand and just claw people's necks all the time. I really want that. But when we watched Hotel this time, we really, apart from the first episode, we really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? And then,
although I don't like, this is the thing in Hotel, I really don't like what's she called, Monster in it.
Oh right, yeah.
In it, who is like a hippie in Coven, but I really like her in Coven.
Yeah.
So it's like it's so well written.
Lily Rabe, I believe, or Rabe.
Completely different in even though they're the same person, their characters are so differently written and they're such good actors that they are different people. So you really like them in one series and then not so much in another series.
But I think I liked Coven the best and maybe Hotel the next best.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Coven's made me start listening to Fleetwood Mac a lot. So this is relevant. So Fleetwood Mac, it's relevant to this. Sort of. It is. Yeah, it is.
Right.
Sort of.
Yeah. I mean, we throw relevance out the window whenever we record, to be honest.
I'm desperately trying to keep it on track. But I mean, American Horror Story in and of itself is pretty metal. You know, there's one point where a girl's getting part of her, like the skin on her thigh taken off so that some redneck can eat it. So, you know, that's pretty extreme. Not in a good way. I'm not condoning this or saying it's good and I don't approve
of it.
But
eating people is metal.
It feels like it could be the premise of a video in a metal video, I guess.
Yeah, they use really good music in it all the way through, but very, I don't think you get metal very often. But the Hotel, there's a lot of goth music in it, like really
heavy
80s goth, like loads of Sisters of Mercy. Yeah. And great.
So, but we'll do a pop-up, we should do a standalone American Horror Story where we go through each thing.
Yeah.
And I'll try and recall some facts.
Well, do we need to watch a bit more of it?
Maybe, but that feels stressful. I don't know. I just can't cope at the moment.
We can talk about all the ones we've watched recently because we've watched a lot of it recently, but just not all of it.
Yeah.
Haven't we? Okie doke. Well, look out for that.
I work with someone who's finished watching them all now, and I should get her opinion.
Get her on.
Yeah. Should talk about American Horror Story.
So, the name game.
I'm going to choke. Sorry.
I'll cut that
cut
out.
Cut that bit out.
That'll blow people's ears out.
Didn't go that high. I've been higher when I'm just talking. What was that?
I think you're talking about Evan Peters. So the name game, this is the old chestnut of what would be your ultimate heavy metal lineup, which I always think this is a bit daft because like, Robert Plant is probably not going to want to be in the same band as Eddie Van Halen.
You're being too logical there.
All right. One letter, Caroline from Luton says, the ultimate lineup, in my view, we already have one. Metallica. These guys don't need makeup or fancy clothes. It's the music that counts. So she's not really got the idea of what this should be. Everyone else is saying vocals, Ronnie James Dio, lead guitar, Gary Moore, rhythm guitar, Malcolm
and
Young, bass, Lemmy.
Completely.
Yeah, completely. So
I mean, Hetfield's a silver fox now. Have you seen him? Dressing smart, silver fox, short hair. You could take him home to your mum now.
Yeah, but you know, he likes hunting, don't you?
He
likes shooting things. Yeah, he's a redneck, isn't he?
Oh my God. Ew.
As far as I'm aware, I mean, don't quote me on that. We'll fact check.
I'm going to have a Google while you talk.
So am I thinking Hetfield's not in your ultimate lineup,
God,
man?
No, not now. Forget the Silver Fox.
I mean, someone else's ultimate lineup, Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Bruce Kulick and Eric Carr with Peter Criss making a guest appearance. So again, that's not really in the spirit of what they want.
I saw someone with a Kiss t-shirt today.
Yeah.
Not massive news, but...
Which brand of Kiss was it? Which Creatures of the Night is good to album cover,
well, it was black and white. I wanted to point it out, but the moment had passed.
So off the top of your head, if you're putting a band together, who would you put in it?
Off the top of my head, Satchel.
Satchel on guitar?
Yeah. Paul Stanley.
Vocals?
Yeah.
Vocals and guitar?
The girl guitarist from Alice Cooper, that last time we saw Alice Cooper.
Nita Strauss.
There might have to be a few guitarists. I don't know how bands and guitarists work.
You've got three already. You're going to need a drummer and a bass player. You don't need a bass player. White Stripes haven't got a bass player.
If I'm honest, the difference. They're both guitars.
Yeah, but bass goes...
So I get the idea, but I don't really... I know that normally the bass player is on the left of the stage. So, like, I don't pay attention to bass players. Is that horrible? I don't know. But I don't know. Like, Gene Simmons, because he plays bass, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Right. So, have him, but then it's turning into Kiss.
What about drummer?
Eric Carr. I'm joking. Animal from the Muppets. and yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, that sounds like a good band.
It does.
A lot of guitar pyrotechnics going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, so we're back to pen pals. So here's some more pen pals for you.
Pen pals spelled with a Z.
It is. Absolutely. So male, 23, into Led Zepp, Sabbath, Dio, etc. Seeks female, 17, for letters, friendship, etc. Must have a good sense of humour and be outgoing. Looks unimportant. Personality counts.
Oh.
Brackets, no fatties, please.
How is looks
unimportant if you're going to say no fatties, please?
So that went from that's really sweet to oh dear, really, really quickly. Never mind. Solid middle and start, but yeah, okay.
Calling all thrashers, we are three crazy females looking for long-haired metal thrashers. We are into Metallica, Anthrax, Creator, Voivod, Megadeth, Slayer, Celtic Frost, Destruction, Misfits, Overkill, SOD, DRI, Broken Bones, Testament, Mayhem, Possessed, Onslaught, and loads more.
Do you need to list them all at that stage? When you got into about 20, do you need to?
They clearly do.
Okay.
That's from Maria Elise, Alison Stratford, and Jane McDonald.
I hope it's the same Jane McDonald. Oh my God. What if it is the same Jane McDonald?
Well, Runcorn in Cheshire. That's not.
No.
Where's Jane from Werke?
Jane's from Werke.
Maybe she moved there.
Oh, Jane McDonald. We do like Jane McDonald in this house.
Yeah.
I think it started out as ironic, sarcastically, but then we've genuinely grown very, very fond of her. She's very funny, and I would love nothing more than an evening having a glass of wine with Jane McDonald. That would be top tier.
So if you're listening, Jane, and you want to talk thrash.
Oh, I'd love that. No, she doesn't have to talk about, she can talk about whatever she wants. Just sit there and she'll like, oh God, it'd be genuinely wonderful. I wonder if you can make that happen. Like a cameo, but in person.
Just pretend to be Make-A-Wish.
I was going to say that, and do you know what? I avoided it because I thought, no, but still, maybe. Maybe that's Jane now. Shit, she's heard. She sent me a message.
All right,
love. No, What was that? That was like Lancashire. It means. No, it's not Jay McDonald.
Sadly.
So if anyone does know Jane McDonald, I think she still lives in Wakefield.
She's not turning her back
please,
on her roots,
is
she?
For the love of God, tell her how much of a fan I genuinely am.
Well, isn't she eternally on cruises, though?
She is, but she's
going around the world.
Stop sometime, and then she likes wine, so we can have a glass of wine. I'm making it sound weird. I just want to have a glass of wine with her and an evening with her. It's fine. That's
you normal. You could put Jane McDonald in your ultimate band lineup.
I could, and then she has to spend time with me. Yeah.
So the next controversial topic is Sabbath. Never say die? Question mark. And you know the controversial thesis here is that
they said die.
They're sort of seen as a bit of a joke because they've got this kind of revolving door policy of band members. It's just basically Tony Iommi getting in whoever. You know, they started out with Ozzy Osbourne, then you had Ronnie James Dio, and then since then they've just had this kind of real ludicrous sort of parade of, you know, people who aren't as good. And
what a bitch.
This is, well, I mean, that's what they're saying. This is not what I'm saying.
Sounds like what you're saying.
But that's obviously what led them to do the April Fool's issue about Tom Jones joining, because it was about as it was about as believable as anything else.
Just about stopped laughing from that.
My good friend Stimbot, who does Breakfast in the Ruins, he said he got that issue when he was a kid, and he said to his dad, "Dad, you'll never guess what. Tom Jones has joined Black Sabbath," and his dad just told him not to be so bloody stupid. Do you have any strong feelings about Black Sabbath in the 80s, 70s or beyond?
No.
They became cool again, didn't they, in about the year 2000, when they were doing, like, Ozzy was doing Ozfest, and every band was kind of citing them as the major influence.
The Osbournes was on telly.
Indeed.
That was big news.
Yeah. So the next, this is very controversial, and it's called Crossover Crackdown.
Both spelt with a K?
Both spelt with a K and backwards R's. Heavy metal and rap. So people are basically saying Anthrax and Beastie Boys. And
separately, not as a mix. I was going to say
Aerosmith and Run DMC. They're saying,
that's what I just said. Walk This Way.
Don't bring rap into metal. Basically, people are very, very angry about it.
Well, I remember on either Top 10 Stadium Rock or whatever, one of those ones we watched, where they mentioned that, and they say that people felt like Aerosmith sold out. And at the time, I can understand why you'd think that, but they then said that it made a real impact on Aerosmith's I don't know what to say, resurgence into popular culture at that point.
That was the first I ever heard of them.
I don't know when the first time I ever heard them.
Because I saw the video and I thought, well, these are sort of fake rock. These are like people who are just pretending to be rock stars, because he looks so much like Mick Jagger, I thought, in the video. It's someone doing a bit, you know, because it wasn't Aerosmith and Run DMC. It was Run DMC.
Yeah.
And like, if you knew music at the time.
Do you know what's fun about that? Is it's in Lost Boys?
It is in Lost Boys, yeah.
So,
but not on the soundtrack for some reason.
Talk about Lost. Yeah. But do you know what? I think I quite like that. The soundtrack would be weird if you had Walk This Way in the middle of it. It just doesn't fit.
It just doesn't fit.
For some reason. And I'm a fan, obviously, of Aerosmith.
Yeah.
I was going to say I'm an Air Force One member, but I'm not sure when it relapses. Like, you pay for it once, they send you a T-shirt and a couple of bits, because you do it for a reason. You do it to get tickets, and then you buy tickets, and then what they do is they just keep cancelling on you, and then they, you know, keep saying, no, we'll do it, and then they keep cancelling on you, and then they just go, oh, no, we're not doing it anymore. And then
I think
they just go, and you're not a member of Air Force anymore. Bye.
I think I joined specifically to get those tickets.
That's what I mean. Yeah. And I mean, I joined back in the 90s because I wanted everything Aerosmith, and I got a pin at the time. I got a few pins.
Yeah.
I got my wings. Don't even know where that is now. Should find it. I will never be able to find it. But you got that and a few other bits. Some, you got some backstage passes, which, like, sort of cool, but also totally rubbish.
Not going to work, like, are they?
It feels like they've gone on the office and gone, what's hanging around that we, like, kind of want to bin, but we don't want to bin? We'll send to their house, so they have to kind of bin it in a bit. Can't remember what else I got. Because we've got a T-shirt this time.
Yeah.
They didn't ask what size, whatever. Just wear whatever. I got a glow-in-the-dark T-shirt one time. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Washed it, didn't glow in the dark after that.
Did it say, do not wash?
I don't know.
It was like those mugs that heat change.
Well, the fun thing about those mugs that heat change, I've got a story about that. I was once given one with a sexy man on the front, a bit like Fabio but with brown hair. And he had black pants on until you put your tea in, and then his pants disappeared. And he was kind of like weirdly holding his penis. Like, I think, not to get too graphic, I think to show it off a bit. And but then what I discovered was that when the mug is boiling hot, you can actually scrape off the black with your fingernail, right? So totally gaming the system. So I just had a mug with a naked man on it. I didn't have to wait for the so cold drinks, hot drinks. You had a naked man on the front. So if you do have one of those mugs and you're sick and tired of waiting for the black to disappear while your hot drink's doing its thing, you can actually just scrape it off with your thumbnail. So, but the cup does have to be boiling for that to work.
I don't know whether this is correct, but I'm sure I heard that it was illegal to post
scrape off pants on a man on a mug. Shit.
It was illegal.
I didn't do it, I promise.
To publish photographs of someone with a kind of raging hard on.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, I understand that it was like, you know, a bit of a fun thing. And, it, you know, mug with someone with a massive, you know, issue happening. I'm trying to use words that aren't problematic.
It's fine. I've marked this as mature.
Would be too much for a mug. So I understand that he had to be at ease and but then still had to kind of go, it's here.
Probably semi.
I'm not sure what it even was. But yeah. But I thought, I wonder if you can scrape this off, and then found out you could, and then scraped everything off.
Because you couldn't wait to boil the kettle.
I'm not going to wait 30 seconds for some pants to disappear. This was about 25 years ago, though. So just to put it in context that I'm a different person now.
Do you want to know what Thrash Mad Maiden Shaz from Cheshire says?
Yeah.
Since hip hop came in, Britain has become almost run by trendies.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember that happening.
Trust her, though.
Here's another letter. Being a true hard rocking metal fan, I hate rap. I hate rap so much I could choke and have to run to the bathroom every time the tiniest bit reaches my ears. I think she needs to be sick rather than
have a shit.
I think rap should be illegal. A public health warning put on every rap record, and it should be kept well away from music.
Do they
I
not
love.
Realise the irony in what they're saying, in that mums across the world are saying the same thing about metal that they're saying about rap? It's...
I was almost thrown into a coma when I saw the Beastie Boys enter the heavy metal charts, and when Scotty Notty moshed in a Public Enemy t-shirt at Hamiodeon in November. That's Scott Ian from Anthrax. I nearly admitted myself into a mental home. I know that everyone is entitled to their own opinions, no matter how sick they are, but why try and mix what cannot be mixed? Metal rock is music. Let's keep it that way. And that's from Lady Evil, the moshing maiden.
I'll bet you anything, Lady Evil doesn't care about rap and metal combinations anymore.
I've got a counterpoint from Lynn Reynolds in London.
Okay.
I like the crossover of heavy metal and rap.
Oh,
That's all she's got to say. Simple.
That's nice.
I mean, it's funny that, like, what, a few years after this, or maybe 10 years after this, like, all metal was sort of rap metal, wasn't it? Like, new metal, it was completely...
Is it in Bowling for Soup where he says rap metal?
Yeah. Girl All the Bad Guys Want. So next up...
Sorry, excuse me. It's not the microphone.
Next up, we got some more pen pals.
Okay. Have we just done pen pals or is this...
Well, it's got pen pals all the way through.
Oh.
So as I said last week, I reached out to some of these people.
Are we finally going to hear the end of this story?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. This better be good because you've been stringing this on for months now. Obviously,
like, people call themselves stuff like Fizbit and Satan Slave and Spook.
Yeah, so you couldn't find Spook and Fizbit online?
You can't contact them. So I could only contact people who had their full names. And the only place I really know how to do that is Facebook. And sometimes it's really obviously them, but they haven't posted anything since 2006. But I did contact quite a lot of people and I got three responses.
That's pretty good.
Three responses, nothing to be sniffed at. So here we have...
have they given permission for you to read stuff out, I guess?
Well, I mean, I don't think any of them are podcast enthusiasts.
Not fans.
So there's a letter here from Joanne Ead of Cornwall. Okay. I'm a 17-year-old female and I would like pen pals from anywhere in Britain, aged 17 or over. I'm into heavy metal and rock music, especially Motley Crue, Bon Jovi, Iron Maiden, Cinderella, Poison, Anthrax, Metallica. Spelt wrong, and loads more. I mean, I think that's more Kerrang than her. So let me just find my messages. So my message. Hi there, Joanne. Are you the Joanne Ead that wrote into Pen Pals in Kerrang Contacts 1988 edition? If you are, we're a podcast that reviews issues of Kerrang. We wondered if you got many responses from your letter or any pen pal messages. Did you stay in touch with any of them? Just that sort of thing. Also,
I hope someone married someone.
Also, are you still into Maiden, Crue, Poison, et al? Feel free to tell us anything that occurs to you and let us know if we can read it out on the podcast. So she said, would be great if you had a copy of the magazine. I could see dozens of pen pals and I'm still in touch with two.
Oh.
And I sent her like a PDF of the magazine. That's great. Got loads of stories. Still got letters from several of my pen pals and met quite a few of them over the years. So I sent it to her. She goes, wow, that's brought so many memories. I mean, she said, do you want me to send some photos
How
for
awesome.
You?
So
she sent, I mean, I'm not going to put these on our Instagram or anything, but that's some pictures of her and one of her mates from back in the day and today.
Oh, how cute.
So if you go off that, the next message, she says something like...
Oh.
Yeah, if you
don't know, I've pressed... Oh, boomer.
I mean, this is when you call me granddad. Went to HRH, I think that's Hard Rock Hell, isn't it? At Great Yarmouth together last year. She's from Tyne and Wear and I'm still in St Austell. So that's the other side of the country.
That's so cute.
We meet up every year when she camps down here.
Oh my God, you're going to make me cry. This is too cute.
So thank you, Joanne, for letting us dig into your private life, basically.
What a nice story.
There's another one that's a little bit further along.
Are they all nice stories?
Well, I mean, yeah, they're all right. So this is Steve Cooper of Sheffield, Pittsmore. I used to live in Pittsmore.
Yeah, I remember.
Male 23, seeks female 18 plus in South Yorkshire area for relationship. I'm into Magnum, Quo, Scorps, Dio, Whitesnake, Maiden, AC/DC.
Scorps? As in Scorpions?
Yeah. Rock Goddess, RIP, Tigers, Little Angels, and much, much more. Looks, nationality, and musical taste, as long as it's heavy or unimportant, but photo appreciated. So Steve Cooper, I messaged. same message. I've just copied and pasted to everyone.
That's fine.
Yes, I am that person. Lol. Was in two editions of contacts. I think I've still got them somewhere. I got a small amount of replies, but nothing major slash important, including meeting up, etc. So nope. Don't know any of them these days and no stories. It's all a very long time ago. Lol. Yep. Still into Quo, etc. Rock and roll lifer. That's me. And I said, I guess you weren't expecting a response 35 years later. He says, definitely not. And then he tries to sell me all these old Kerrangs.
Aww.
He said, I only stopped buying it about 10 years ago. I've still got some early ones with freebies, etc. I said, we've got a big old stack of them, but we're eventually going to run out. We'll have a look at what I've still got. So, yeah, aww, that was Steve. And there was one more. So this was actually Lisa Graham. She wasn't in Contacts 88. She was in Contacts 89. So I got in touch with her. She said, again, same message. I just copied and pasted. I did use Kerrang and Metal Hammer. May I ask how the fluff you know? And I said, I'm looking at it now. I've been reaching out to people. I mean, I thought it was fairly obvious, but... she said, from being about 16 to early 20s, I did get a few pen pals, met up with a couple, got more replies in general than I wrote back to. So then she asked me to take a picture of the ad and send it. So this is the ad, and she's in Manchester. Totally freaked out 16-year-old female in need of others of same disposition to correspond with, way out personality into Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard, Iron Maiden, Poison, AC/DC, and loads of others. Would like male pen pals. No crater faces, please. If you're a freak of the same nature as me, get scribbling. And she said, that's terrible, lol, no crater faces. And I said, that ruled out a lot of people. And she goes, I'm sure I was no oil painting at 16. So, yeah, they are the three responses I got out of a million messages I sent out. But, yeah.
That's good, though.
All very nice. But if you're listening and you did write into Contacts or Pen Pals, please get in touch. Let us know.
Please let us know.
We want to hear your rock and roll stories.
That first one's proper cute.
I know.
Really cute.
It's amazing, isn't it? So, yeah, that's our pen pals stories. I'm just going to see what else I've got for you.
You've made me wait about 3 months for that, haven't you?
Yeah, but there was no reason to
do
it.
We live together and you've not told me.
Because I wanted to get your live reaction.
I enjoyed that.
It's such a shame that I couldn't...
I'd hate to know what I would write when I was 16. I'd be such a twat. Like, you know, like people say, there's no one more different to yourself than when you read a Facebook status that you made like 10 years ago and you're like, why was I like that? It's so weird. So like, I can't imagine what stupid stuff I would have written when I was 16. It would have been hella embarrassing.
It would have been about E17.
When I was do you know what I mean? 16, I don't lose cool points here, but it would have been heavily by Hanson.
Oh, come on.
At 16.
You're allowed to like Hanson when you're 16.
And Aerosmith at 16. But probably, I don't know. Who knows? I'd be interested to know which way I'd have gone to. Big begins Hanson at 16. So might have been all Hanson based. But I'd have still been a total douchebag.
I think I was too timid to even write in. And leave a thing.
No, I wouldn't have written in. No way. I'd have been too self-conscious that someone would have seen it. It'd get traced back to me. Someone at school would have seen it. It would have been like the biggest thing.
They'd call you a loser for trying to get friends, trying to be a normal human.
Catastrophize and jump into the worst case scenario. But I wouldn't have been. I don't think I ever. I did a couple of those things where you write off and you've got to include postage and packaging to get something back. You know, when you have to include like 25p?
Yeah.
For like a watch, a polo watch.
Yeah.
We got a polo watch once in 88. Because I know that because I think mum still got it at her house or something in the box that it came in. Because when it got delivered in like 88, you sort of opened it and thought, no one wants to wear a watch that says polo on it. And we just put it back.
Like polo mints.
Polo mints. Right. Yeah. You know, when they were hot. And it was a green watch. It had a... I think it was digital, so that's pretty exciting in 88. I think it was 88, 89, 87, something like that. But we still had it. We just kept it in the box because no one wanted to wear it. Bear in mind, we would have paid, like, this would have been like collect, you know, 97 polo wrappers and include, you know, £5.99 in postage, which is the equivalent of 10,000 billion pounds now. Send off for it, wait 3 months for someone to send you a watch through the post. And when you get it, you're like, meh. Like,
it's a watch.
The apathy of us when we got it must have been so annoying for whoever orchestrated sending off for it. Because I know I didn't, because I don't have any memory of it other than it existing in a box. But we saw it somewhere. The only thing, I don't think it works because it did that bleeding thing, you know, that calculators do when you break them.
Yeah.
And where the ink bleeds. Is it ink?
It's it was LCD,
magic,
wasn't it? Liquid
calculator
crystal.
Picture leaks. And it leaks into, you know, so it's that. But let me see if I can Google a picture of the... Oh, stop getting on a tangent. Polo watch. Oh, hello. It's coming up. 1980s. Let's see. No, not a polo as in Ralph Lauren, as in the mint. Stop giving me gold watches. That is... It was... Right, you show me gold watches. It was green. It was plastic. Forget it. Right, the internet's failed. Never mind.
So there's a... Another controversial topic in here is AC/DC, were they better off with Bon Scott? But, like, that's a stupid point because he was dead, so they didn't have a choice.
Harsh,
before we wrap up,
yeah.
We've got Contacts Cuties.
Is cutie spelled with a K?
Yeah. Lady Killing Readers. So this is, I think we've heard about this in other issues, haven't we? It's a bunch of girls sending in...
Oh, yeah.
Slightly spicy pictures. So I'm not going to be putting these on our Instagram.
No.
I mean, do you want to just peruse and give me a just sort of general outline of...
Do I?
I think someone wrote in complaining that they were either in underwear or normal clothes and we couldn't work out what the point was, but I think they were saying they should have been more dressed more metal.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because, you know, they are... very much either in underwear or normal clothes.
I mean, I'll be honest, they all look very 80s. And
it was the fucking 80s. It was 88.
They're like 19. So, you know, just to put some context to this. And that bottom, I mean, most of them, I mean, one of them looks like she's gone to a, like, you know, photographer where they take boudoir shoots, you know, like my sister once had those. Do you remember?
And I remember hearing about it.
We made fun of it so much because she went to have those photos and we...
Because she won it in a competition.
And it's just, if one of your siblings has something like that done, you can only make fun of it because it's the funniest thing when they're trying to look all dead serious and I'm sexy and look at me. You know, you've got to make fun of it.
Would you have sent a picture of yourself at age 17?
I can't really remember what I'd be like at 17, like mentally, like I'm going to go with not very confident. Confident was spelt with a K, obviously. Nah.
Right.
No, God, no. Like in a magazine where it's printed. No.
And then some fucking idiot 35 years later is going to be looking at it.
No.
Okay, well, we're going to leave you there, but I'm just going to leave you with one last letter. Wasted Dog 22 into Venom, possessed rudimentary peni, discharge.
Discharge? What?
Napalm
wait,
death.
Wait. Back up. Back the fuck up. What did you just say? Peni and discharge.
Rudimentary peni. And discharge. That's two
There's
separate.
There's a band called Discharge. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Fuck. Extreme Noise Terror, Napalm Death, Bolt Thrower, Anti-Sect.
Oh my God.
Seeks life forms, especially red-haired female aliens, 20 plus, into total intensity for brain cell destruction and OTT sessions. quote, "I'm possessed by all that is evil. The death of you, God, I demand. I spit at the virgin you worship and sit at Lord Satan's left hand."
Christ.
Full caps, "Here endeth the first lesson. Write to Satan's slave, Grimsby."
That's so intense. What I don't get about, like, sort of Satan worshippers is that Satan's, like, not a nice guy. He's not going to, like, make sure they have a totally hella time and that everything's totally metal and everything's rocking and you've got all the beers you want and you're having a great time. Because isn't his whole thing about having a bad time? So, like, if anything, he's going to make you listen to everything but metal and but metal and, like, not give you beer. And, you know, make you wear, like, really square pants and, like, a shirt and tie and stuff. Like, isn't that what hell would be for someone metal? It wouldn't be, it would, like, do you know what I mean? This is what I don't understand. Like, I don't know. I've, you know, luckily not met the devil, so I don't know, but I just, my vibe from him is that he's not accommodating and he's not trying to make your life better. So it's weird that people always assume that it's just going to be party time because it's party time for him, but isn't the point that he's, like, bad? Like, that's his whole thing.
But, like, if you listen to Hell's on Fire, they're painting a, like, Steel Panther painting a very positive picture of hell, aren't they? Because all the coolest people are down there.
Yeah, but what if you get there and all the coolest people are just being proper, for want of a better term, cringe? And, like, I know that's very Gen Z of me. And I bet Gen Z are like, shut up, Grandma, you've ruined it.
Don't Gen Z think, like, drinking and partying is cringe?
Oh, my God, none of them drink. It's the weirdest. It's, as a elder millennial, let's not forget, it's sort of nice, I guess, to see a whole generation not drinking a lot, I guess, like we did.
Destroying brain cells.
But then at the same time, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, right, another hike, yeah, I get it, right? And then what, right? Do you know what I mean? Come on. I'm not advocating alcohol, but I saw
come
them,
on, kids.
I just...
Just get wasted, see what it's like.
But even like, okay.
That Iron Maiden box, but, just not enough for your microphone.
Sorry, my microphone just fell off the Iron Maiden sock box that we did mention in the last episode. And if you do want to purchase, please visit the link in the
show notes.
Show notes, which is where you can purchase them from Amazon. And I can confirm that they're good socks. They aren't they're not too grippy around your ankles, so you feel like, you know, you're wearing those weird flight socks. And, you know, they last, and they're not too squashy. I hate socks where you put them on and you feel like it's, you know, an ordeal. There, and they've got some good patterns on, and the box is excellent quality that they come in, so you can stand your microphone on that. It's just, don't knock it off, because it is, at the moment, it's a sock box on top of a book. I've forgotten what we're talking about. Drinking.
is that because you are drinking? Just
don't know what you do if you don't.
You feel is right.
Exactly. No, I think what I was going to say was, we were talking about millennials and Gen X. I always get Gen Z and X mixed up. And but I think even before then, every generation before that seemed to drink, at least, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, but even like back to the 50s and 60s, you know, they're drinking, weren't they? But it's just interesting that it's come to this. There's no big story there.
Maybe the world would be better because people aren't getting off the face.
No, it must be. Of course it must be. Yeah, it must be. Boring,
right,
but better.
On that sober note.
I'm joking.
We're going to wrap up.
Why do I keep telling the girl from Ipanema? That's what I keep doing. I think when my brain goes on to put in hold music, I go to the girl from Ipanema.
Because of Cable Guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what's the Cable Guy? No, it's not. But don't like listen to reviews. The Cable Guy's really good.
That's our deep cut for this week.
Yes.
We're going to leave you, but before we leave you, we're just going to say stay metal,
obviously.
Follow us on Instagram. You'll see all the pics.
Buy socks.
Okay, stay metal and wear socks.
Sponsored by Iron Maiden. We're not. Bye. Love you.
Yeah. Step out in the night when you get lonely. Listen for the sound. City ears don't hear. I know your cross is getting heavier with every step. But I know a man who'd walk miles for you. Stop, fade away an hour. Take a look at yourself. Take a good look at yourself. Can't turn to mama, 'cause she'd only tell you she told you so. That every one of us is still learning, that's the real trick to life.